I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, it's bright and sunny out the window now. The difference a half hour makes.
Yeah, it is.
Fantastic. 8:38, Thursday morning, Borders Day.
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate it. And now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the app to download our full show's podcast and to listen to radio live wherever you go through the Radio.com app. So you put on Alice and then you just rip the knob off, or, you know, not really rip any knobs off, but you know what I mean. You just leave it right there for the rest of your life. Thank you.
Never change it.
Right. All right, here's what's happening. So coming up this weekend, we've got big NFL playoffs. I'll run down the games for you. Saturday is the Rams versus the Packers at 1:30. Ravens at Bills at 5:15. I don't know what the weather is, but I'm expecting to watch snowy football games. Cold weather locations, so
yep.
Fingers crossed. Also, the Browns on Sunday play the Chiefs at noon, and the Bucks will play the Saints at 3:40. That's the old man game right there. That's two quarterbacks. Brady's over 40. And actually, I think so is Drew Brees. So
yeah. Yeah. They're the two oldest.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. So that's the late game on Sunday. So this is like where we've got great games both days.
Mm.
Two good ones each day. And then it starts to thin out, and the season's now coming to a close. So for those who live for this stuff, this is where it starts to get like, oh, no.
So there's only this week and next week, right? Because then we'll be down to
two. Then it'll be the championship games, and those two teams, the winners of those two games, will go to the Super Bowl. And there's a couple weeks off, and hopefully everyone stays in a nice little bubble. And everyone's safe, and everyone who is on a team gets to play.
Yep.
As opposed to be in COVID protocols.
Don't take any chances, guys.
Right. Well, we just, right now, as the NBA season has just begun, all I hear about is cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're canceling games every day, it feels like. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see the Super Bowl fully representing the teams that are in it.
It would.
All right, so moving on. I don't know if have you taken down all your Christmas decorations yet?
Yeah.
Is your Christmas tree gone?
I think it left this week.
Okay.
I think it went out with this week or last. Ours, yeah, they've been down. We take them down usually on New Year's Day.
We put ours up very early, so that tree was toast by December 26th.
Right.
So I got rid of it really early on. I don't even think it was January yet.
You leave the lights up?
No, the lights up. Everything's packed up and done.
So you actually get up on the ladder and take all that stuff down?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Seems like there's some people who just leave them up. Like, I feel like you see that on houses, right? Like,
well, if you've done it, and I have now, I hadn't until this year, it's sketchy getting up on the roof. And mm-hmm. I can see where someone said, I don't want to go back up there. I don't want to take them down if they're just going to get put back up again. So let's leave those. Just turn them off. Unplug them. And next season, we'll plug them back in.
Yeah. Or if we're having a party, we'll plug them in. Whatever. We don't care.
No,
save
I climbed up out there again and took every one of them down. And every time the kids talked to me, I went, oh, God. Please go away. I don't want you to watch Dad fall off the roof. Stop it.
And I can't do two things at once. So.
So stupid.
I'm clinging on for dear life here, girls.
Right. Anyway, this story is about, let me see where the guy's name is. I don't have it. On Saturday, someone in McKinney, Texas, tried to get rid of their Christmas tree by putting it in their fireplace and lighting it up.
What happened?
Well, dry needles and sap caught on fire way too fast, led to tons and tons of smoke.
Yep. It was in the fireplace, though, right? Like the house didn't go down or...
Well, no, the fire spread down the tree and into their living room. And fortunately, the fire department was able to put out the fire before the house burned down. But there was enough smoke and fire damage to the house that they've got a real problem on their hands. And I do this story. So if you haven't gotten rid of your tree yet, and that might seem like an option, drag it to the curb like everybody else and let the green waste people pick it up.
Or at least take it out back and chop it into pieces. When you have a lit fire and you take a dry tree and shove the tip of it in there and you think you're going to shove the rest in, and then suddenly you're standing halfway through your living room and the thing's fully on fire and your couch is in the way and your kids are screaming and you can't breathe because of the smoke. You'll remember this. You'll say, oh, I should put that up.
Feels like you lived it.
Well, I can imagine it. Sounds awful. Oh, I got an idea. We'll just throw in the fireplace. Okay, go ahead on.
There are tons of ways we get turned on to the perfect product. Sometimes it's a friend who says, oh my God, you got to try this.
Yeah.
Other times it's a gift you've been given and then you're ruined for socks forever because this pair of socks is now the sock.
It's the one.
Right. So there are certain products that people will not, no way, not compromising on. I must have this.
Yeah.
Most of the products people aren't willing to compromise on showed up in this survey, and they include toilet paper.
I don't care about that one.
You'll go one ply?
I don't prefer it.
That's how people get dirty fingers. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm going to wash my hands anyway. Like, my hands will live. I don't prefer one ply, Vinny, but I can certainly use it. I've been to bathrooms in restaurants and I don't go one ply. I am just walking out. I have business to attend to. And
well, hopefully what we're talking about is just a dab and not a,
well, let's hope, because I'm in a public restroom.
Well,
and I
that's
really
what I'm trying
to
tell you.
Home.
You know, there's the dab use, and then there's the real cleanup job, which you don't want one ply for.
Oh, they don't have a bidet here? Paper.
The products people aren't willing to compromise on include toilet paper, mattresses, coffee.
I am not I know, that picky you'll about drink coffee either.
Any junk that works, any brown
it
junk
tastes
that's
like
there.
Coffee, and it doesn't taste burnt. I can't stand that dark roast stuff.
I love
I just
it.
Want, I just want a nice, easy cup of coffee. Let's keep it mellow.
Wi-Fi quality and speed. Mm. Once you have it, you do not want to go back to struggling
it's
and watching
so
some, your
true.
Computer think.
We are so friggin' spoiled. Like, if a website takes more than like a second to load, I'm like, what is happening here?
You know, in our defense, I would say that we all struggled through phone line connections for a long time.
Yeah.
So someone picks up the phone, you've been knocked off.
What are you doing? I'm on the internet. Ma!
I know that, you know, young folk out there, like, I don't know what they're talking about, but we went through the phone line thing. We deserve high-speed connections that are reliable and fast.
Yeah.
Hello, Xfinity. People don't want to compromise on chocolate, shampoo, ketchup, cell phones, potato chips. You like your
like
brand, and
chips.
You're going to stick with that.
I'll
haircuts.
Eat other chips.
Paint colors.
Oh. I'm not going to compromise on paint colors?
I don't.
Well, you're going to be in a fight with your husband because he does not like that color.
and restaurants all make the list of products or things that you are not willing to compromise on.
You know, it's funny that because you did mention shampoo, and I don't care that much about what shampoo I use, but I like Pantene conditioner, and I'll bring it with me when I go on vacation. I will squeeze it into this little squirt bottle that I have, and I'll, because I want my conditioner. I just like it. I like the way my hair feels, and I like Dove soap. And Ban Roll-On. Oh, man, I can't use anything but Ban. I like Ban Roll-On.
You've been using Ban since I've known you.
Yeah, I love it. I can go days without showering and still not stink.
What?
Nice, Sarah.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. I love Ban.
You can't go days without...
Days. 3 days.
What
Six
about
days.
Your butt?
I don't use it there.
I know, that's
I'm
what
talking
I'm saying.
About my armpits. I'm saying my armpits don't stink.
Yeah, but you're not showering.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
what about
Jesus.
It?
Never mind.
Don't worry.
Bennett.
I never do that. I told you. I don't do that. Girls don't do that.
That's right. You do it once every 3 days. So that works
out. The most.
Ben and Jerry's has just branched out, you know, the ice cream company that
we
all know and love. They just launched two ice cream flavors made specifically for dogs. They're called Doggy Desserts.
Oh.
Instead of dairy, they use sunflower butter as the base, so it's easier on dogs' tummies. And
sunflower
I know that you guys know I used to feed something similar to that to my dog.
Like a yogurt thing that you would make, right?
It was frozen yogurt, yes.
And it would take her a while. It was in a cup, so she'd have to work at it to get...
She freaking loved them and didn't want to ever not have them. She would stare at me until I broke.
And didn't your vet say the dog's getting fat because of that?
No, well, she had bad legs at the end there, too, so she couldn't walk or run like we used to.
Right.
As we'd had surgery on both back knees.
So she was not getting any exercise and getting her yogurt treats.
Right.
Because you felt so bad for her.
There's a peanut butter and pretzel. Well, look, one of the reasons people's dogs get fat is dogs are so happy when they eat. You watch them and they're so happy. And you feel like as their owner, oh, my God, I can make you this happy. It's so easy.
Right. And putting a fat dog on a diet, then now you're like a jerk.
Yeah. Anyway.
But you were always the guy that gave me all the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
I hate you now.
There's a peanut butter and pretzel flavor called Punch's Mix and a cookie and pumpkin combo called Rosie's Batch. They're going to hit stores nationwide this month. Each 4-ounce cup costs $3 or $5 for a 4-pack.
Oh, that's expensive.
You know what? The other brand, one of the brands you can buy was called Frosty Paws. I buy those in a pinch. And those were about the same price. So they're not that much more expensive than what's out there.
Still, what's a bag of dog food cost? That'll last you a week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or more.
It's been a while since I've
like 40 or 50 bucks.
Oh, really?
Depending on like the brand and the size.
Yeah, right. I suppose the size matters.
Mm-hmm. But we've gotten very careful with our dogs. You know, there's the whole movement, don't give grain to your dogs.
Yeah, my dog's allergic to grain, so he's...
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to watch out for that stuff.
Oh, dang. No. How do you find that out?
He just kept itching. And some of his skin was kind of turning like red in certain areas, like allergic reaction.
Oh.
So we just changed up his diet. And he's really spoiled. Like, he gets ice cream too, just like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream.
There's a whole thing going on with us and our dogs. It's a big market, and I'm not surprised Ben and Jerry's has jumped into it.
I'm actually, I'm thinking the peanut butter pretzel sounds delicious.
It
like,
does.
Why don't can I eat that? I mean, I don't necessarily want sunflower butter.
I don't
doubt
they've got something. If you want to spend a minute in the ice cream aisle, you could read all the flavors they've got. They got a lot of them.
Peanut butter pretzel sounds good.
Cherry Garcia isn't the only thing over there, that's for sure.
I don't like so Cherry good. Garcia.
What?
You're missing out.
I don't either, actually.
What?
I like my cherries. Favorite one.
Cherries are just so...
That's my dad's go-to ice cream, and I'm like, no.
It's like there's skins in it or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Sick.
Yeah.
Don't just agree with her, Nicole. Just agree with her.
No, it's the truth.
Don't accuse her of being a minion.
Or
that's
a liar.
Ridiculous.
I like the half-baked from Ben and Jerry's.
She's a liar, for sure. Is that the one that's like sort of gooey, brownie-ish?
In cookie dough.
Mm-hmm. Cookie dough.
Milk and cookies is the new regular at this house.
Milk and cookies is good.
I mean, when we hide in the garage and eat stuff like that. But
luckily,
that's
you got
the,
a freezer out there. Yeah.
Right. So, are you gross? Are you disgusting?
Are you disgusting.
A filthy individual? Yeah. Someone polled over 100,000 people online and asked about different things we do.
Okay.
Here are some of the habits people did or didn't admit to. Do you pick your nose when no one's around?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you eaten it before?
When I was a kid.
Just yes or no, please. For
no
the people.
Need for the explanation.
No, you're going to lie?
Yes, I'm going to lie about it.
You have.
If you say yes, it sounds like you did it yesterday.
Well, listen, you're a booger.
He's writing the word.
Look, that's the deal.
When I was a child.
How old? 12? That's not a child.
Yeah, 12, 13 maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
34.
No. Rat bastard.
These are questions people were asked. In the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too lazy?
Yep.
Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you were a baby?
Yeah, one time.
Have you ever worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Regularly.
Have you ever passed gas and denied it was you?
Yes.
All the time.
Do you ever number one in the shower?
Yes.
This is the weird one here, in my opinion. Have you ever popped someone else's zit?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah, you got a good
one. Who does that?
I want at that.
Why?
Because you're not doing it right.
Okay, so it was your kid.
My sister does that all the time, too.
Your sister does?
Yeah, if she sees it on someone's face, she's like, let me get that. I'm like, no, don't touch me.
Yeah, I like it.
So you've done this to people other than your kids?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I've done it to John.
Oh, God.
My kids won't let me at their faces. Please, are you kidding me? They've had some beauties. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Some beauties?
I think it's itchy for the kids with acne. The one kid still uses all the, you know, the acne medicine. When he doesn't use it, it's, you know, when he was a teenager, it was awful. But they've got such great products now. It's awesome.
Our text number, because I'm out of time, is 800-400-3697. So here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. I'll do a couple now, and then on the other side, I'll finish up. Just put Ban Roll on my shopping list. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
So someone was obviously looking for a brand that can hold them for multiple days.
You got to go for unscented or regular scent. I like the powder one bums me out. Just go for unscented or regular. Regular is actually fine.
All right.
And put it on right when you dry your armpits after the shower, and then just, you know, do all your other stuff before you put clothes on, because it does take a minute to dry, but then you won't even notice it. It's gone. And you've smelled me. I think you've done pit checks on me a few times, and it'll be like the second day since a shower. I'm like, go ahead, smell it. And it's still, admit it, right? Come on.
You're good, yes. No, I'll admit that. Yes, I've definitely smelled your armpits. And there was no stink, I should say.
Ban. Woo. It's good stuff.
Let's see. My father-in-law didn't even chop up the tree, just fed it into the fireplace. We got the fire out by ourselves, but the living room wall blackened.
Oh, it happened to them, too. It'll race right down that tree.
It is a thing.
Boy, people
good
are.
Grief.
We're dumb. We're so dumb.
I know.
It's amazing.
Well,
you
find yourself, you say to yourself, I think I've outsmarted the world. I've got an idea.
Why don't people do this?
Yeah.
Oh,
then you find out why. Anyway, 800-400-3697 is our text number. I'll read the rest of your contributions to the show after these on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.